Hello, my name is Michael Holloway, and welcome to Sacred Scriptures of Christianity podcast. In each episode, we will be reading sacred texts in the Holy Bible and discovering how to align our will with God's will. This is a journey I'm excited to begin, and I hope you are as well. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sacred Scriptures of Christianity podcast, and I'm your host, Mike. Before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord our God, we bless you as we come together to ponder the scriptures. We ask you in your kindness to fill us with the knowledge of your will, so that pleasing you in all things, we may grow in every good work. We ask this through Christ our Lord, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we will be continuing in the proclamation of the kingdom in our outline. And today I will be reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Now, as we travel through the book of Matthew and we read these sacred texts, we are doing so slowly. We are not in a rush. Ultimately, we want to read these sacred texts and we want to meditate on these texts day and night and allow these texts to transform us so that we can align our will with God's will. And it's hard to do that. It's challenging to do that if you read the sacred text real fast and rush. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father. Let's just take a few seconds to ponder and to reflect upon the reading of the sacred scriptures. Ultimately, in this particular biblical passage, we read about salt and light. Salt gives taste to food and preserves it from corruption. And then we read about light. Ultimately, as Christians, we are called to be a light unto the world, unto this dark world, so that others can turn away from the darkness of sin to the splendor of heaven. That's what we are called to do. And we can do that in many ways. We can do that by the way we live. We can do that by the way we share the gospel to others. But in this particular biblical passage, it tells us that we can be a light unto the world by our good works, by just the way we live and just the way how we treat others and love others and what we do for them because we love them. I would like to read paragraph 2044 in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The fidelity of the baptized is a primordial condition for the proclamation of the gospel and for the church's mission in the world, in order that the message of salvation can show the power of its truth and radiance before men. It must be authenticated by the witness of the life of Christians. The witness of a Christian life and good works done in a supernatural spirit have great power to draw men to the faith and to God. Ultimately, as Christians, we should strive to be holy, and we should strive to love people and do good works. Because in this particular biblical passage, it tells us that if we do these things, it could potentially draw men to the faith and to God. And we can only do these things through the power of the Holy Spirit. I really enjoyed reading the sacred text today. I hope you enjoyed listening. And let's just read these sacred texts and let's pray and meditate on them day and night. Before I end, I would like to take this opportunity to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May God, the source of all patience and encouragement, enable us to live in perfect harmony with one another. In the Spirit of Christ Jesus, with one heart and one voice, may we glorify God now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to say that I love you, and God loves you, and may God bless each and every one of you. Christ.